Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week is from the CD Thunderhead from Malcolm Dauglish and Gray Larson. We heard the title track. Thunderhead is on Flying Fish Records. In May of 1970, I was anxiously awaiting my graduation from high school and looking ahead to college in the fall. On May 4th, that enthusiasm was halted with the killing of four and the wounding of 9 college students on the campus of Kent State University in Ohio. The National Guard opened fire on student demonstrators who had nothing more than rocks and their voices to protest the invasion of Cambodia during the Vietnam War. The guardsmen were not much different from the students they fired upon. In fact, they may have been in the Guard to earn money for their own college careers, but on May 4, 1970, their lives and those of the students of Kent State changed forever. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll hear music from the period along with some more recent recordings commemorating that tragic day. We'll open with Neil Young's classic song written shortly after the events at Kent State. Here's Neil Young and Ohio, recorded in 1971 at Massey Hall in Toronto. Remember the massacre at Kent State 50 years ago on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
You knew her and found her dead on the ground. soldiers and Nixon coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming. Ford did in Ohio.
There it was on television. That makes it true, doesn't it? I mean, if they say it on television, it has to be right. My God, I kept saying, it's on television, but it can't be right. Nobody would shoot on a campus. They're wooden soldiers with 10 guns. Those aren't bullets. Kids in the National Guard are just kids who aren't in Vietnam. They're not different. They're not shooter-uppers. But then kids on campuses aren't burner-downers either. Yet there was burning down. And if burning down happened, I guess shooting up can happen too. Maybe if I close my eyes, I will think I heard wrong. I closed my eyes. 4 children still are dead. 4 mothers now must learn that to teach a child to say please and thank you is no longer enough. Children now must learn bullets kill. And when the National Guard shoots, you have to duck. 4 fathers are not fathers anymore. When will the sound of bullets reach the ears of men who cannot hear? 4 children still are dead. In this, a world of mourning, I weep for the children who died and for the children who killed them.
Brothers, listen to my story. Sisters, listen to my song. Gonna sing it for young people who are now dead and gone. 2 of them were 20 and 2 were just 19, just stepping out to meet the world like so many you have seen. It was in Kent State, Ohio, on a Monday afternoon. The air was full of springtime. The flowers were in bloom. Well, it was a scene of terror that none will soon forget. Young students stood with empty hands to face the bayonet. Allie Krause and Sandy Scheuer marched and sang a peaceful song. Like Bill Schroeder and Jeff Miller, they did not think it wrong. They laughed and joked with troopers, and some to them did say, we march to bring the GIs home, and we are not afraid. No warning were they given, no mercy and no chance. The air was filled with tear gas. The troopers did advance. Suddenly they knelt and fired. The students turned and fled. 15 fell at that moment, and 4 of them were dead. On the campus they were murdered in the springtime of their lives. As angry sorrow swept the land, their friends and parents cried. They'd hardly learned to struggle, but witness they will be. They died for those in Vietnam, also for you and me. But while we march and mourn today, there's much more we must do. We must teach ourselves to organize and see the struggle through. Blood flowed upon the 4th of May, and we'll know its color well. Till we sink this murdering system in the darkest pits of hell.
Enough
commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Kent State Massacre. That was Graham Nash from his first solo recording, Songs for Beginners, on Atlantic Records from back in 1971, and Military Madness. And before that, Barbara Dane from her recording, I Hate the Capitalist System and the Kent State Massacre. It's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And before that, columnist Pete Hamill collected a bunch of his writings about Kent State and had a fellow named Bill Roscoe Mercer recite them on a recording called Murder at Kent State. And we heard Four Children Still Dead. That's on Flying Dutchman Records. And we let off with Neil Young in Ohio, live at Massey Hall in Toronto back in 1971. And that's on Reprise Records. The duo Magpie is made up of Greg Artzner and Terry Leonino. And Terry was a Kent State student in 1970 during the massacre. From their recording, Give Light, here's a song simply entitled Kent from Magpie on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
In my dream, I remember a walk with you in spring. Trees are full of blossoms and the air is full of song. You show me
below that grassy knoll,
that place where just a few short years before
I heard the bell toll.
Four lives were cut short by execution,
calling us to freely speak and listen,
and others were changed for all time.
With voices raised in anger
while the killers walked away. In my dream, I see you there standing on that hill. Air is full of anger in the brilliant springtime sun. You're watching.
We are standing.
As the soldiers in their uniforms conspire.
Our innocence gone.
And together fashion this blind sacrifice.
I'm waiting in that moment.
And then ascending the altar. They turn and cut us down. In my dream, I see you in that moment of despair. The air full of confusion and hearts all full of rage. You're running along the bank of the river of their blood, searching for reason where there could be none, wondering who was next to fall before the gun, a daughter or a son. Then we knew those bullets were the answers to our questioning. The bell tolled for another day of reckoning. But what they couldn't kill, our voices ringing still. In my dream, 20 years had gone and we are there. Hearts are full of sorrow and the air is full of rain. You and I, standing with our faces to the sky. The rage remains in our memory. 20 years of tears can't wash it away.
time. The life that we are living, full of questioning.
Our voices all the louder without cowering, so that the voice is gone, will surely carry on.
In my dream, I see you on that hillside in the month of May. The trees are full of blossoms and the air is full of song. You and I, standing with our faces to the wind.
In a world where justice isn't just a word, where freedom's voice above the guns can still be heard, and all our cries for peace have been answered.
Bill and Sandy, Jeff and Allison,
in our memory live on.
They live on.
Philip Gibbs.
James Earl Green.
James Rector.
Cynthia Wesley.
Denise McNair.
Carol Ann Robertson.
Addie Mae Collins.
Anna Mae Pictou.
Iqbal Masi.
Victor Hara.
Chico Mendez.
Karen Silkwood.
Ken Sarawiwa.
The students of Tiananmen Square.
So I told him that he'd better shut his mouth and do his job like a man. And he answered, "Listen, Father, I will never kill another." He thinks he's better than his brother that died. What the hell does he think he's doing to his father who brought him up right? Take your place on the great Mandela as it moves through your brief moment of time. Win or lose now, you must choose now. And if you lose, you're only losing your life. The jailer not to bother with his meal of bread and water today. He is fasting till the killing's over. He's a martyr, he thinks he's a prophet. But he's a coward, he's just playing a game. He can't do it, he can't change it. It's been going on for 10,000 years. Take your place on the great Mandela. No. stopped him. He lies still in his cell. Death has gagged his accusations. We are free now. We can kill.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2019. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Malcolm Dauglish and Gray Larson, and they're recording Thunderhead from back in 1982 on Flying Fish Records. And we just heard Springwater at Jerry's Run. That was Malcolm on the hammered dulcimer. Malcolm Dauglish and Gray Larson. We are commemorating the 50th anniversary of Kent State this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And before Malcolm and Gray, we heard The Byrds from the notorious Byrd Brothers on Columbia Records and Draft Morning. Those sound effects were supplied by Fire Sign Theater. And before that, Peter, Paul, and Mary from album 1700 and The Great Mandela, The Wheel of Life. That's on Warner Brothers Records. And we let off that set with Magpie from their recording Give Light and the song Kent. That's on Sliced Bread Records. Terry Leonino was a student at Kent State during the massacre. And we're going to lead off this next set with a new recording from a songwriter I just heard about named Gordon Thomas Ward. Here's a song called Four Angels on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
A soldier just 19. I can't erase what I have seen. Years of guilt, it haunts me still. What we did on Blanket Hill. Jeffrey, Allison, Sandra, Bill, among the college crowd they milled. Afternoon, the 4th of May, those four would not return that day. Their faces all look just like me. Young and angry, wild and free. Call it fate or what you will. Confusion reigned on Blanket Hill. Flowers are better than bullets. Someone heard her say, flowers are better than bullets, they won't steal your life.
armed with rocks and angry words, came to protest war's absurd. Some off to class just passing by, under beautiful spacious skies. I saw four angels fly that day, amid the tear gas and the fray. Guardsmen, rifles, anarchy.
13 seconds to eternity.
Flowers are better than bullets, someone heard her say. Flowers are better than bullets, they won't steal your life away. The flash gun fire for lives expire. The photos freeze. Hey, young girls, Kent State U. Massacre or defensive strike, oh, labels won't bring back their lives. I was a soldier just 19. I can't erase what I have seen. Years of guilt, it haunts me still. What we did up there on Blanket Hill. Flowers are better than bullets, someone heard her say. Flowers are better than bullets, they won't steal your life away. Flowers are better than bullets, someone heard her say. Flowers are better than bullets, they won't steal your life. Jeffrey, Allison, Sandra, Bill became four angels on that hill.
gentle tides go rolling by along the salt sea strand. The colors blend and roll as one together in the sand. And often do the winds entwine to send their distant call, the quiet joys of brotherhood when love is lord of all. Where oat and wheat together rise along the common ground, the mare and stallion, light and dark, have thunder in their sound. The rainbow sign, the blended flood, still have my heart enthralled. The quiet joys of brotherhood when love is lord of all. But men have come to plow the tides, the oat lies on the ground. I hear their fires in the field, they drive the stallion down. The roses bleed both light and dark, the winds do seldom call. The running sands recall the time when love was lord of all.
Soldiers on a silver screen, framed in fantasies and drugged in dreams, unpaid actors of the mystery. The mad director knows that freedom will not make you free. And what's this got to do with me? Never made, and they're afraid that I'm afraid. I'm afraid the war is over. It's over. It's over.
Angry artist painting angry signs. Just to blind the blind, poison players of a grisly game. One is warrant the blame. Pardon me if I refrain. Country in her suicide. Find a flag so you can wave goodbye. But just before the end, even treason might be worth a try. This country is too young to die. And their whistling marches as they mow the lawn. And the gargoyles only sit and grieve. The gypsy fortune teller told me that we've been deceived. You only are what you.
Johnny, my dear friend, and so once again, you are fighting us all. And when I ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry, and I follow, my friend. How did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say I have turned like the enemies you've earned, but I can remember all the good things you are. And so I ask you please, can I help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my friend, what time is this to trade the handshake for the fist? And so once again, oh, America, my friend. And so once again, you are fighting us all. And when we ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry, and we follow, my friend. How did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say we have turned like the enemies you've earned, but we can remember all the good things you are. And so we ask you please, can we help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my friend, we have all come to fear the beating of your drum.
freedom buried in the ground. Mother Earth will swallow you, lay your body down. Find the cost of freedom buried in the ground. Mother Earth will swallow you, lay your body down.
We've been commemorating the 50th anniversary of the massacre at Kent State. That was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Find the Cost of Freedom, which was the flip side of the single of Ohio from back in 1970 on Atlantic Records. And before that, we heard from Joni Mitchell from Clouds from 1969 and The Fiddle and the Drum. That's on Reprise Records. And before that, a single from Phil Oakes from back in 1968 on A&M Records, The War Is Over. And before that, Pete Seeger from God Bless the Grass and Quiet Joys of Brotherhood, Richard Frenia's verse that he put to a traditional Irish tune. That's on CBS Records from 1966. And we let off with a new recording from Gordon Thomas Ward. It's called Eiderdown, and we heard a song called Four Angels, which was written from the perspective of one of the National Guardsmen at Kent State. That's on his own record label, Gordon Thomas Ward. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there and be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music. On the Sing Out Radio Magazine, this is episode 2019.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters. Oh.